Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is October the 29th and our Bible reading portion is from the Gospel of Luke chapters 22 to 24. Christ's resurrection demands a response from us. We read in Luke chapter 24 verses 44 to 48 like this, the words of Jesus. Then he said to them, "These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me." And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. Then he said to them, "Thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things." This is a summary of the teachings of Jesus between his resurrection and his ascension. Jesus explained to his disciples that his resurrection was a fulfillment of his words to them. Had he not told them that all the Old Testament prophecies concerning him had to be fulfilled? The law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms were the three major divisions of the Old Testament and comprised the entire Old Testament. What was the burden of the Old Testament prophecies concerning Christ? They were, number one, that he must suffer. Number two, that he must rise again from the dead the third day. And number three, that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Thus Jesus summarized the mission of the disciples as preaching repentance, calling people to turn from their own selfish ways to Christ, the one who had died for them. From the start, a relationship to Christ carries with it the privilege and responsibility to proclaim the gospel. In his perfect holiness of life, Jesus reflects compassion for sin-stained and suffering mankind, broken-hearted, sick, mistreated, and bereaved. Our fulfillment of the Great Commission requires such a worldwide scope in ministering compassion and human concern. Jesus' style, both sensitive and touchable, is a summons to his followers to speedily answer his command and to answer with his compassion. No geographic boundary, no sin barrier, no ethnic, political, or economic partisan interest is ever to restrict our reach or penetration with the gospel. God opens our eyes and opens our understanding so that when he opens the scriptures to us, we may open our mouths and tell others about him. Jesus gives us the commission, the power, and the message. There is no reason to be silent. Jesus gives us the privilege and the responsibility of telling the good news about his provision of forgiveness and eternal life to all who will listen. Will we respond to the resurrection of Jesus and share the wonderful gospel with others in our lives?